Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Sanaya Anisa. But I should this call is being recorded for car insurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I was calling because I was trying to put in an unemployment claim.
Okay, you trying to file unemployment?
Yes.
Can I have your social?
416-575-8335.
3-5?
Uh-huh.
416-575-8335.
Uh-huh.
Will this be your first time doing filing unemployment?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, your social is 416-575-8335.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I have a first name? Spell it. Take it slow and spell it for me.
T-A-M-I-A.
T.
T-A-M-I-A.
First, middle initial.
M.
Last name.
Sanders.
S.
S-A-N-D-E-R-S.
Have you worked under another name other than Sanders?
No, ma'am.
Can I have a birthday?
10/28/2003. Mm-hmm.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What's your preferred language?
Ma'am.
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
You start active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days.
Huh?
Did you start active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days?
Could you say that one more time?
Did you serve active duty in United States Armed Force for more than 180 days? What's your highest grade you completed in school?
10.
What's your mother's maiden name?
Benita Gay.
What's her last name?
Gay, G-A-Y.
Do you have a driver's license?
No, I have an ID.
Can I have the ID number?
Just a moment.
Take your time.
I-01-64778. Uh-huh.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit into your checks or savings account on the Alabama Ventures Prepaid Benefit Card. Excuse me. Your benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. After you are approved for payments, there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checks or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. What would you prefer?
The card that y'all are sending me.
Okay. Can I have an address for you?
2371 Vermillion. Vermillion Street.
Vermillion.
That's Vermillion with a V.
No, excuse me. Dirt Million. What?
No. Burr. Burr with a B.
Burr.
Burr with a B, like bass.
Okay.
Street. Get Vermilion. Vermilion Street, Mobile, Alabama, 36605.
What's that zip code?
36605.
He said Birmingham.
That's Mobile.
Thank you. Is your home address different from your above mailing address?
Huh?
Is your home address different from your above mailing address?
No, they're the same.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Can I have a good telephone number for you?
251-513-8244.
82. What's the last two?
44.
And was that Driver Street?
Good, that's Vermilion Street.
Okay, well, they got Drive.
Oh, my guess is Drive.
Did you file a receipt on unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you work for federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certifications?
Did I what?
Receive notification that you have TRA certifications, trade readjustment allowance.
No, ma'am.
When was your last work date?
I can say it's been about a total of 10 months.
I'm sorry?
I can say it's been about a total of 10 months now. I can't exactly remember what date. But I can say, let me see. I'm trying to see what month was like 10 months ago because I counted it up.
Okay, take your time.
How many months has been in this year so far? How many months has it been in this year so far?
Yes, I mean, ma'am.
I'll talk to someone else.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry, man. It was last year. But just a moment.
Okay, so that was 2021, or what month?
It was 2021, the month of, I could say by September of last year. Yeah, it was September of last year because it was cold.
Would you say beginning, middle, or the end?
Say by the end.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No, ma'am. Pregnant right now, 5 months.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or corporate office for a business?
Ma'am?
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or?
No, ma'am.
Are you kind of working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to set full-time work?
No, not at the moment. No, not at the moment. Due to pregnancy, because of high risk.
Yes, ma'am. All right, the other one said, are you available for all shifts in your normal trades or occupation?
For who?
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trades or occupation?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from this employee you have worked for the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you applied or receiving workers' compensation due to work-related injuries?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel when to a job?
Well, I can't travel because I don't have transportation.
Okay, so how many miles are you
About
if you was
five.
Able, thank you. What's your your lowest hourly wage you'll accept?
$10 an hour.
Do you attain work exclusively through a unit hiring, how as in CDL, plumbing, bricklayer?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
You say what, ma'am?
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Move that job title.
I just worked cashier at Popeyes, and I didn't go back because of the pregnancy. Retirees.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Ma'am?
Are you seeking work in your current occupation? You have to be willing to seek for work for unemployment. Even if you do say no, it's going to ask you a job. What are you willing to seek for?
You said, am I seeking job employment?
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
I mean, no, ma'am, because of the,
I understand. But as in unemployment, you'll have to say yes.
Yeah, I mean, yes, because, like, I'm looking for like a cashier job, something light.
What city slash state was this work performed in?
Mobile, Alabama.
Was it Airport Boulevard? Was it Spring Hill? Was it Government Street?
It was Government Street.
Government Street.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the Sound 50 or was it the 1966?
I think it was the 750 store.
Okay.
Was it showing up that store?
No, yes, ma'am. I had to type it in.
Mm-hmm.
Have you received, do you expect to receive any of the following pay of any time after your last work day, the vacation, sick, or holiday?
No.
Oh, have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and you say your last work day was when again?
I think about September.
I put September 25th of what you said last year.
Mhm.
Okay, when was your start date?
The start date was just a moment. Let me see.
Mhm.
About February.
Beginning of the
year. Huh?
What you was going to say?
The beginning. It was about the end of the February.
Okay. I'm prepared for the 24th of 2020.
Uh-huh.
What year? What, 2020?
2021.
Can I get a good, oh, excuse me, hold on. Can I get a good telephone number for them?
251-513-8244.
You said 251.
513-8244.
Hold on, you're going too fast. 251.
513.
8244. Hold on, I have to type it in a certain way, so give me 1 second. 513.
8244.
Thank you. Why are you no longer working?
Because I had got pregnant before that, then I had lost the baby, and they said that I couldn't come back to work and because I was bleeding, I was having complications with my body. Then finally actually got pregnant, and then they said I was high risk.
Okay, so did you quit because of health reasons?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, if quitting was for health reasons, did your doctor advise you to quit?
Yes, ma'am. They advised that I got on bed rest.
Okay. Who was the person you advised you were quitting to?
Huh?
Who was the person you advised that you was quitting to?
Well, I had to tell my mother. And
the person... What was the person that you told you was quitting to?
I had it to my doctor or job-wise?
Job-wise.
I had to let the manager know. No, it wasn't the manager. I had to let...
The GM?
Yes, ma'am. It was the GM.
Okay, what was his or her name?
Guess what? I'm trying to remember her name.
Okay, I'm gonna just put GMN.
Her name was Miss Ty, ma'am.
Miss Ty?
Uh-huh.
Like Roll Tide?
No, like Tide, like Tide. No.
Like the like a tie color, like a tie dye color.
No, like tie, like T Y.
Okay, it's nice and by the name. All right. Do you have pen and paper?
Just a moment.
Okay. While you're getting pen and paper, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to give you your four-digit pen. Then after I give you a four-digit pen, I'm going to read you my closing statement. And then my closing statement, you may need some information you may need to write down.
Okay, what's the four-digit pen?
Okay, first, the question is, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withhold for federal income tax?
For federal income tax?
Yes.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Your four-digit PIN is 3503.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Excuse me. Again, your four-digit PIN is 3503. That four-digit PIN is associated with the last two of your social and last two of your birth year.
Okay.
All right. Now I'm going to read you my closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claims. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirement effective this week. Unemployment claims we just finished also register you for work with the Alabama Career Center system, or your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for your duration of your unemployment claims. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama Works. That's Alabama Work with an S put together dot Alabama dot
gov. You said Alabama
Work. Alabama Works. Alabama Work put together with an S.
Oh.
So Alabama Works. Dot Alabama. Dot gov.
So what I do it right there? I file for unemployment right there.
No, you update your online resume for do so may result in interruption in your benefits. This for that website is for your applications.
Online, you say update online resume for application.
Yes, ma'am. Fail to do so may result in interruption of your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking work full-time. Excuse me, full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar week that begins on Sundays and ends on Saturdays. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the prior week. Excuse me.
Say it begin on what?
Say what again?
You said it begin on what?
Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begins on Sundays and ends on Saturdays. So you don't file for Saturday. You don't do a weekly certification Saturday. You only do it Sunday. If you forget to do it Sunday, you have until Friday to do it before 5 o'clock. But it's best to do it every Sunday. Your first weekly certification. You must file your own weekly certification either by telephone or letter in order to claim your benefits for the prior week. Fail to make a complete certification each week can result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov.
Mm-hmm.
And if you choose to file a telephone or a telephone number you should call each week for your weekly certifications is 800-752.
Call by phone each week.
Yes, you can file on the telephone if you do not want to file over the line. That a
telephone.
I'd rather
file by the phone.
Okay, your weeks of certifications. Telephone number is 800-752-7389. Again, 800-752-7389. The www.labor. Yes, ma'am. That's to file your weekly certifications. The www.labor is for you to look at your claim portal, aka your claim status. And that is also some information if they need you to update any information. That's where you'll go and upload that information to as well. Your weekly certification can be made on Sundays, due no later than 5 p.m. on Fridays, but not on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week, this upcoming Sunday. The information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Fail to follow instructions listed can result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days or have any questions about this information, please call our number at 1-800-361-4524. So again, the number is 1-800-361-4524. And that number is also our requirement line number. That's the number you'll call if you have any questions concerning your unemployment. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before your decision or your claim is made. Okay, Ms. Sanders, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. You enjoy your day.
You as well. Thank you.
You're welcome.